Let's do this.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Powers Point Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Powers, and today I am bringing you music from an artist that I think you're really going to enjoy. His name is Quinn Hedges. I'm bringing you some more fun facts. I'm bringing you a little bit more zen, and it's Thanksgiving week, guys. Thanksgiving week. Got a lot to be thankful for, so sit back. It's just you and I. I'll be back after these messages.
Sticking Together by JK is a proud sponsor of the Powers Point Podcast. Visit them online at their Etsy store at www.stickingtogetherbyjk.etsy.com to learn more and shop the mother-daughter duo's assortment of permanent vinyl decals. That's www.stickingtogetherbyjk.etsy.com.
All right, thank you, Sticking Together. As always, I appreciate your sponsorship. And to go with this week, I'm very thankful for you guys. So, starting off the show, we are going to kick it off with some fun facts. I'm feeling great about this. I kind of gazed over the list. So, lay down the beat and let's do this. All right, number one, your nostrils work one at a time. When we breathe in and out our nose during the day, one nostril does most of the work at a time, with the duties switching every several hours. This nasal cycle is dictated by the same autonomic nervous system that regulates heart rate, digestion, and other unconscious bodily functions, and is the reason why, when our nose gets stuffed up, it does so one nostril at a time. That's not bad, right? Who knew that? Number two. Rabbits can't puke. All right, this got my attention, so this will probably get yours too. So unlike cats or other animals that can cough up hairballs, when they digest too much fur and other indigestible materials, rabbits are incapable of spewing. That's right, I said spewing. Their digestive system only goes one way, so the furry critters swallow plenty of roughage, which keeps things moving in the right direction. So like the rabbit, let's continue to move in the right direction, closer to the end. Number three, a dentist invented cotton candy. It is not known whether William Morrison had an ulterior motive for inventing the soft confection, but the dentist no doubt helped ensure others in this profession by continuing to draw in plenty of customers. In 1897, he partnered with candy maker John C. Wharton to develop the cotton candy machine, which at the time was known as fairy floss, and it began bringing kids cavities ever since. So after learning this fact, Doc Morrison, you can expect my bill in the mail past cavities, and that's a fact. Moving on. Superman didn't always fly. The original comic book Superman can leap tall buildings in a single bound. Then he had to come right back down to Earth because he didn't fly. It wasn't until the 1940s when the animators for a new animated series decided it would be too difficult to routinely draw him bending his knees, and that it was decided that Superman could take off into the air. Readers got to see smooth animations, and a superhero gained a new power. Who knew? I sure didn't, and I'm an avid fan of comic books. So, when I learn something new, that's a great day. Facts writers, they still got a job. Moving on. The longest wedding veil was the same length as 63.5 football field. Hold on. Is this true, guys? Sure? I don't want to look stupid. You know, I report the facts as you guys write them, so. Alright, my writers are telling me that this is true. So, let me start that over. The longest wedding veil was the same length as 63.5 football fields. When Maria Periskeva, a woman from Cyprus, got married in August 2018, her goal wasn't just to say I do, she also was determined to set a record. My dream as a child has always been to break the Guinness World Records title for the longest wedding veil, she explained. She fulfilled her dream by wearing a lace veil that stretched 22,843 feet and 2.11 inches, or as long as 63.5 football fields. Seriously, when she walked into the chapel, the end of the veil is still probably at home or downtown having a final drink. I meant she's already starting the wedding off with a sore neck. And can she even move? You know how heavy that has to be? All right, that was the facts. So this episode is going to go a little shorter than normal. Like I told you, it's just me by myself again, and now I'm used to having people on the show with me. And I'm sure I could have gotten people to jump on and have a chat with. But I just want to tell each and every one of you guys that I am thankful for you being Thanksgiving weekend. I know our neighbors to the north already had their Thanksgiving last month, but I'm thankful for everybody that shares my page. I'm thankful for everybody that shares my episodes, and I'm thankful for each and every one of you that has made my show steadily grow. It's not my show, it's our show, because you guys take the time to listen. I've met some really cool people over the last couple months, standing outside the theaters at a Mad Hatter show. There's so many to name, so I'm not going to throw anybody's name out there. But having a laugh, having a drink afterwards, thanks for John and Neil at Mad Hatters for letting me come to these shows. Super thankful for things that I get to do for them. Thankful for my family, thankful for my wife, because God, I love her. She's been like my rock to lean on over the last couple of years, 19 to be exact. And if I didn't have her in the life, I don't know where I'd be, honestly. So back to you guys. I'm just all around thankful. I got friends in Pennsylvania, Sean, that after every episode, after a day or two after listening, he will send me a 4-paragraph report on every episode, what he liked, what he didn't. The music, he don't always like it, but he twigs out the speed a little bit to his approval. He'll slow it down to a quarter speed, half speed, eighth of a speed even on some of the songs until he thoroughly enjoys. I'm thankful for Robin, who she also does the same thing. She lives in Colorado. She goes over the episode with me and tells me what she liked and gives me her input. You know, you guys are very much appreciated. Thanks for Chris Mel, who you heard in the Halloween episode. I thank my coworker Eric, who has stressed out a lot with me. We've had some really fun laughs, and he makes work a lot easier. I can keep going on and on and on, but I don't want you guys falling asleep. I don't want you guys getting bored turning into another podcast, because this one's short enough. So to the next segment. Guys, I can't tell you how much I really like this section of the pod where I get to introduce new music to you guys that you may have heard of and you may not have. And if you haven't, then listen, and I'm glad to play these artists for you. Today is no different. I got Quinn Hedges for you. He's a singer, a songwriter, and a great guitarist. He's dabbed in so many music like folk, rock, but he considers himself a blues singer at heart. So here he is with his song, Starting Today, Quinn Hedges.
With anxiety all up inside of me, shoving away my positivity, scrambling around, feet barely glancing the ground, my spirit soaring slightly south of stormy clouds. Yeah. Broken words and promises I perspire, unresolved telephone calls extend my fire, earning every bead of sweat that falls. From Delaware to Montreal, my spirit soaring slightly south of stormy clouds.
love around. I have truly found my spirits having soared so south of stormy clouds.
Quinn Hedges with his song Starting Today. If you like what you heard, check him out on YouTube under Q-U-I-N-N Hedges, H-E-D-G-E-S. You can find him on all listening platforms. And believe me, with four albums out, he has a ton of great songs. He plays any music from funk, blues, ballads. You can't go wrong because he has something for everybody. Again, that's Quinn Hedges. You can find him on Facebook, and you can also find him in the link on my description here.
If you're looking for a fun evening with the family this holiday season in the Midwest, consider driving by the Bozak family's home to witness their extraordinary light show. Starting in 2012 as a friendly neighborhood rivalry, the extravaganza has turned from a few strands of lights to computer controls, arched lights over walkways, and even a foundation set up to help the Caring Place. The Caring Place is an organization that provides shelter and resources for those affected by domestic violence. If you'd like to be a part of the Bozak's family tradition, visit 259 Lake Park Road in Burns Harbor, Indiana, from Black Friday to New Year's Day. Merry Christmas!
All right, that wraps up the show. But before I leave, as always, I want to leave you with a little message. This is an anonymous message, a little zen. It goes, eventually, all pieces fall into place. Until then, laugh at the confusion, live for the moment, and know that everything happens for a reason. And with that, my friends, have a great Thanksgiving. I'll see you next time. Bye.